Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Yesterday we did the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, who was afflicted with so many different afflictions. And when he made this dua of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all of these afflictions. Today we're going to be doing the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, famously everyone knows he was swallowed by a whale. But there's many other dimensions to his story which are very important. And so Yunus alayhi salam was around 800 years before Isa alayhi salam. He was preaching, he was giving da'wah in a town called Nineveh, which is in Iraq. And when he was giving da'wah to his people were disbelievers, they didn't accept him. And he kept giving da'wah to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the news to convey to them that the city is now going to be destroyed. You'll have exceeded the bounds in disbelief, you'll are not listening. So therefore the city will be destroyed. And at that point, Yunus alayhi salam, he conveys this message to them. But he's upset with his people that I'm calling you towards Tawheed for so long, you're not accepting. He gets upset with his people and he leaves them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to leave. And so when he leaves them, this action that he did, it's not a sin. As we discussed, the Anbiya ma'asum, they are protected from all types of sin. However, sometimes they have a choice between two permissible things, and they choose one that is less favorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take them to task for that. So here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Yunus alayhi salam, that he left his people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him, and he says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. That Yunus alayhi salam, the companion of the whale or the sea creature or the fish, he left and he was upset with his people and he thought that we wouldn't take him to task for this. So it's important that we understand that because of his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said these things about him. In other places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Do not be like Yunus alayhi salam in this one issue. And because of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and he stressed, that no believer when he reads these things should he ever think to himself, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن يُونُسَ بْنِ مَتَّى, that maybe I am better than Yunus alayhi salam in this one thing. No, Yunus alayhi salam is a Nabi. He's far superior than any normal believer. But because of his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with him like this. So Yunus alayhi salam, he إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. He runs away, he boards a ship that's very full, and whilst he's on the ship, there's a storm, and the people realize that they have to throw someone overboard. So فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدَحَضِينَ. They draw lots, and his lot came out short, and he was the one who had to be thrown overboard. And when he's thrown overboard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. And the fish, or the sea creature, or the whale came and swallowed him up at a time when he was blaming himself for what he had done. And here also important for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the systems in which this world runs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can break it at any time, whether it's to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj, whether it's to do any miracle, whether it's on the day of Qiyamah. We don't need to try and understand how is it possible for a man to be swallowed by a whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he wants to do. So Yunus alayhi salam is in the belly of the whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. In these darknesses, in the belly of the whale, in the darkness of the sea, in the darkness of the night, he calls out with this dua, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, لَمْ يَدْعُ بِهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ. No Muslim person calls out using this dua, except that he will be responded to. And he says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And he basically is saying that, Ya Allah, there is no one worthy of worship besides you. You are free of all deficiencies. And إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I am from those who have wronged myself. And a very important point here. He didn't really ask, or in the dua that Allah mentioned, he didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him. He said, I have made a mistake and you are the greatest. And that is important for us when we're making dua. Yes, to ask is part of dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows what you want. But also part of dua is to humble yourself and admit all of the mistakes that you have made. And to recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the dua of Adam alayhi salam. There was no asking in there. It was just, Allah, you are the greatest, I have made a mistake. The dua of Ayyub alayhi salam yesterday also. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful and some evil has touched me. No dua is there specifically that he's asking for something. But he is humbling himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this. So we see that he's saved and the whale spits him out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he didn't make this dua and he didn't respond as he had responded, if he wasn't from those who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have remained here until the day of Qiyamah. And interesting thing is that Yunus alayhi salam, once he left his people saw him leaving and they took ibrah, and some ulama mentioned they saw the signs of the punishment coming, so they made tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that of all of the disbelieving nations who their Nabi told them, you are now going to be destroyed, only Yunus alayhi salam's people, they took heed. Maybe it was, some ulama mentioned, because he left them, they realized that something severe was coming, or because they saw the signs of the punishment coming, so they made tawbah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.